Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, with everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, we want to say and give you a special shout-out and say thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America, simply at the Captain's America. That'll find us on Parler. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check that out, too. Now, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
Are you ready for the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time?
Well, of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, everybody wants to know, Kyle, what Donald Trump plans to say during his CPAC speech on Sunday. Everybody.
Well, exactly right. And people are also wondering, is it going to be any kind of indication of what the former president's near-term plans are going to be? In terms of where he might be, helping with the midterm elections and or maybe getting into media for, perhaps, or in other words, just sort of where his head is at with all this now. So it's going to be very interesting.
Well, we're going to hear something from Donald Trump like, do you miss me now?
I'm sure.
And he's also going to just absolutely chastise Joe Biden and say, well, I told you so. Told you what was going to happen. He's just going to absolutely tear him apart. But the other thing that I've been told he's going to do, short of announcing that he's running for the presidency in 2024, he's going to take it right up to just about the tail end to where the next thing he would say is, and I am announcing my candidacy today. Now, he's going to take it close to that.
Well, he very well could. Certainly, what we talked about on the program yesterday, Captain, was Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah.
And his sort of bombshell announcement, as far as Mitt Romney goes, that Trump would easily win the nomination, in his opinion, at this point.
Now, they're also going to honor conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh. He will be inducted into the Conservative Radio Hall of Fame there at CPAC, and they will have a special observance on his behalf there as well, which is going to be probably very emotional.
Very emotional, very apropos. And also, Captain, with Rush's passing and the focus on Rush and the things that he said, he appeared at CPAC back in 2009.
Yeah.
And what he talked about, the idea of what conservative people are really all about,
yeah,
that we love people, that we love opportunity, all those things, of just puts to shame people who keep trying to to make him look like some kind of bloodthirsty monster, the way that some, well, the unnamed celebrity, let's just say, you know, just recently.
Right, and I've been told that his wife will probably be there, his widow, and also probably members of his immediate family as well when he is inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Conservative Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, exactly right, exactly right. And it's hard to think what they're going through and so forth, but hopefully in some way they will get the idea and some feeling somehow of just how much Russ is, was truly beloved by so many.
Now, to begin with, the Biden administration kind of made it seem that this case in Connecticut where the Connecticut girls sports team, they were going to support them in their attempt to try to stop the transgender competition, which was making it unfair for the girls. But the Biden administration dropped their support of the Connecticut sporting, the girls who were into sports, and they sided with the transgender people, which, again, makes that totally unfair on the part of the women.
Well, and this is such a an explosive kind of subject. At least it's been made into such. But again, I think part of this is similar to other controversial subjects that the Biden administration, I think, just wants to placate the very far left.
And I think I can solve the problem very simply. Why don't we just create a transgender league and let them all compete in the same league? They'll all be equal. They'll all be the same, regardless if they're girl, boy, boy, girl, or whatever. But you got to be transgender to be in a league. Let them have their own league and have at it.
Well, I'm surprised. Yeah, that's, somebody is going to perhaps.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Well, but what's happening is that you've got these young women, and they're saying, look, you know, if you take away my ability to really compete on a level playing field, and that's all these competitors are asking for,
sure.
Then it really becomes something. But this is a political issue now, and I don't think it really has anything to do with science or any of that kind of stuff. It's simply become a political thing.
You're right. It's become all politics, and we need to take the politics out of it and put some common sense into it. And I don't have any problem with the transgenders competing, but how about if they compete against each other? Let's make the plane equal. That's making it equal. Okay? Pretty simple from where I'm sitting. All right. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate you very much for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you told them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and all of the surrounding areas, they're ready to take on that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. Their phone number again, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and they're going to dump $100 in your hand just for doing that. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Right on the ball. Right on the ball. And right on tune, too.
Thanks, yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa Murkowski. Murkowski. I don't want to say Murkowski. That's Chris. I'll get people confused. Lisa Murkowski with a U from Alaska found out, she was told so by a reporter, that Neera Tanden tweeted a lot of mean things about her. Senator Lisa Murkowski has been considered to be undecided. You think she's undecided after she heard that Tanden turned around and tweeted some nonsense about her?
Well, right, yeah. Neera Tanden had been tweeting a lot of nonsense about a lot of people and kind of showed just what sort of a heavy, partisan she truly appears to be. But this one tweet, Captain, that's being reported, where she did tweet about Senator Lisa Murkowski back in 2017, Senator Murkowski was talking about lowering the corporate tax rate is critical to the tax legislation, allow American businesses to compete, this kind of thing. And Neera Tanden tweeted, according to this report, "No offense, but this sounds like you're high on your own supply. You know, we know, and everyone knows this is all garbage. Just stop." So, yeah, maybe Senator Murkowski wasn't aware of this. Maybe she didn't follow her tweets all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't. Why would she? But now it's come to light. So, yeah, it could have a bearing on this.
Were you planning on buying a Jeep anytime soon?
Not necessarily.
Well, Jeep is once again cranking up and cranking out the Bruce Springsteen ad after the DUI charge against him was dropped.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's right. And that was their big Super Bowl commercial, and obviously it was not cheap to make, I'm sure, not cheap to put on the Super Bowl. And then following that, they pulled that commercial because of this DUI that came to light. Yeah.
Okay, well, it is what it is, I guess, right?
Well, and again, I mean, this is, you know, I'm sure that there were a lot of people that were pretty poppin' mad that, you know, why didn't we know about this, or how did this happen, and this kind of thing, because, like I said, these things aren't cheap to make.
Now, how big is your carbon footprint?
My carbon footprint?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I don't know exactly, but, you know, we drive a car to work like everybody else.
But if you had a bunch of airplanes and you were the CEO of a major airline or two, you might have a pretty good-sized carbon footprint, right?
One might think, sure.
Well, the White House was planning on meeting with the airline CEOs to talk about their large carbon footprint, as John Kerry, once again, with his private jet air use and the carbon footprint he has, he's been absolutely silent. So let's see, is this another double standard?
Well, sure it is, and that's because Kerry is part of the elite, basically. And a lot of this, though, too, is, you know, these are kind of smoke screens for other things, and in the sense that, well, we're going to talk about the carbon footprint of these CEOs, you know, because this is all bad. And we're going to come in and we're going to sort of hold their feet to the fire. But John Kerry can jet around the world, talk to the Iranians, you know, tell us we've got 9 years before the tipping point. He can do whatever he wants, only because he's, you know, sort of advancing this whole narrative. And the other CEOs, whatever their case may be, they may just simply be, useful props and their whole thing about the carbon footprint.
Well, he's the ketchup king.
Well, sure. But he also did say that he, you know, that was the only way to travel for, quote, somebody like him or something like that, you know. And it's like out of touch much with, you know, like regular folks who, you know, go to work every day and occasionally fly in an airplane if they ever get to travel during COVID, for example.
Occasionally flying an airplane?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I think I'll occasionally fly in my airplane.
Yeah, but Kerry, you know, again, you know, it just the whole thing is like, do as we say and not as we do, you know. But and there's something else, offsetting carbon footprints. I think Bill Gates talked about he tries to offset his carbon footprint or something like that. But again, it's more of the same stuff.
Okay, well, we're going to very quickly go over here to the telephone. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Yes, Mel in Saratoga Springs. And good morning, Professor. John Kerry, to be part of the elite, but lives off of our tax dollars and abusing us at the same time. This is insanity. When are we going to have to come up with a way to confront these people with our tax dollars, by probably withholding them and making them feel feel as though we're tired, we're fed up with their BS. I don't understand. What is your opinion on this, Professor and Captain? I'll listen.
All right. Well, of course they listen. He asked for our opinion, so we're going to give it. You first.
Well, I think that, you know, it's as Mel was saying, you know, confronting them with our tax dollars, it's easier said than done, I think, is really the answer to that, because the system is so overwhelmingly big. But certainly what we saw happening in the Trump years was already, you know, a step in the right direction for that kind of thing, in terms of making it more difficult for politicians and elites to make their kind of arguments.
Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Whose responsibility, per the Constitution, is it to dole out the money to begin with? Which branch of Congress?
Well, the House has
right.
The purse strings.
Right. Now, who is the only person, there's only two people that can stop the money from being doled out from the Congress. Who would those two people be?
Who would that be, yeah.
Number one, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
You think she's going to do that for 1 second?
Well, of course not.
And number two, the President of the United States can issue an edict or an executive order or an executive action and say, until X, Y, and Z gets done, we're not going to give anybody any money. That's it. And who's the president?
Well, now it's Joe Biden. Yeah.
And you expect something to be done?
Well,
now, Donald Trump did hold up monies for some different agencies that were questionable as to what they were doing. He did do that, and kudos to him for doing that. And guess what? Because at the time, he was able to do that, not because of Nancy Pelosi, but they never overturned any of his executive orders, which they could have done with a simple two-thirds majority, but they could never get the two-thirds majority to do it.
Right, right. But the idea of the elitism, and Trump was, you know, he ran in those circles prior to becoming president, but it's clear that he was never one of the elite in that sense.
Yeah.
And
now,
that's why they were so much against him.
Now, the West Virginia governor yesterday, who happens to be a Republican, urged Republicans to swallow the unrelated spending in the Biden COVID-19 relief plan and let the thing go through to help the majority of the country.
Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. There's obviously they're going to get this through no matter what,
and they can do it without a single Republican vote. Remember that.
Exactly, and so they're going to have to own it. Now, later on, when it's not so good in terms of the ramifications of some of this stuff, they'll get a pass, but they have to own it.
And when is that going to be voted on in the House?
It's coming up real soon, as I
Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate is going to use the special privilege that they have one time only in the Senate to push that bill through without any Republican votes.
Mm-hmm. Well, along the same line, Captain, back when the election was going on in Georgia, Mitch McConnell wasn't able to swallow the other unrelated spending.
All right, hold that thought. Hey, folks, were you thinking about moving somewhere? Would you move somewhere if they offered you $10,000? Well, guess what? 20,000 people tried to get $10,000 out of the state of Arkansas because they were offering it to move into a certain area. The only problem was there was only 250 homes they were talking about they could move into. So 20,000 people tried, 250 got it. I'll be right back with that and more. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden has rescinded an order from former President Trump that suspended certain immigrant visas during the COVID pandemic. At the time, President Trump said the move was necessary to protect American workers at a time when the labor market was at its weakest during the pandemic. Biden's order removes the prohibition on visas for immigrants looking to permanently move to the U.S. with petitions filed for them from family members who were already U.S. residents or prospective employers. In his proclamation reversing the bans, the president said they didn't advance the interests of the country. And a Texas resident who received a more than $9,000 power bill after last week's winter storms and subsequent power outages is suing her power company. The Houston-area woman filed a class-action lawsuit against Gritty Energy, claiming she was charged $9,546 for power during an 18-day period, a rate hundreds of times higher than her usual bill. The suit is seeking $1 billion in relief. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, there's no gun show for me this weekend, but there will be coming up on March the 13th. I'll be up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds on Saturday the 13th. And by the way, next weekend we have a very special event that we're going to be going to over at Burt's Harley. I'm going to be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's a dedication of a veterans memorial that Burt spent a lot of money and a lot of time on over the past year to get it built just right to honor all the military veterans and all first responders, all who have served. It's going to be next Saturday at the Burt's Barracuda Harley dealership on 49th Street in Pinellas Park, and I will be there from 10 to 2 with a little setup. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, 26,000 people applied to move to Arkansas to get $10,000 because a small community was giving people an opportunity in a new area that they built with some affordable homes to move there, and they were going to pay them $10,000 to show up. Actually, what the $10,000 was, it was the down payment on your home you were going to buy, 250 homes, and 26,000 people applied and were sadly disappointed because they didn't get the deal.
Well, exactly. I mean, but of course, it also shows, too, that perhaps not just a money thing in and of itself, but the opportunity perhaps maybe to relocate in, especially during the pandemic era here and so forth, is very strong.
Now, we're going to circle back, Kyle. We're going to circle back.
Roger that.
All right. All right, we're circling back here, folks, because we got something going on here that we want to tell you about. Kyle, the accident, unfortunate accident with Tiger Woods, he apparently was awake yesterday and sat up in bed. Now, they got to be careful how they describe what's going on. If there's anybody that doesn't think that he's not loaded to the gill with drugs because of the pain that he's in right now, then they don't understand the nature of the injury. Because they're talking about, oh, he was talking and chatting and laughing. Yeah, okay, fine. But he doesn't feel anything right now.
Well, one would think. And this is a catastrophic.
No, there's no one would think. He doesn't. Trust me, when you had two compound fractures in a leg and they had to take the bones and reset them back in there and put a rod in your leg, and they got your leg extended out so that it can't be moved, and your ankle was demolished, crushed, as they said, and you've got screws and pins in your ankle, you aren't doing a lot of moving, and you aren't feeling a lot of stuff. And if you are, it hurts like hell. And that doesn't even count the left leg that he broke also.
Well, right. Yeah, these catastrophic injuries, you just can't you can't move forward without that kind of
medicine. Now, I will tell you there's something else that I'm thinking about here, having gone through this. They have to watch for blood clots. They have to watch for anything at all that might be going on with his system, because you don't know if there's not internal injuries that haven't shown up yet, and it's really a mess. That's all I can say. A mess, and it will be for about a month until they can figure out if they've got everything pretty well calmed down.
Yes, exactly. So it's day by day for Tiger. I mean, this is terrible.
Now, the sheriff did say that they're ruling this as purely an accident, that they found nothing else to lead them to believe that it was anything other than an accident. However, we were told yesterday in an unrelated story, related in the fact that he was seen leaving the parking lot at a high rate of speed and almost hit his director's car, who was coming into the lot.
Well, that's right, yeah. So he definitely was in a hurry, as was initially reported, trying to get across town, basically, to get to another video shoot where he was doing, training videos and this kind of thing. So they also have now some surveillance footage, closed-circuit camera footage of what appears to be that Genesis SUV driving just a minute or so before the accident occurred.
Yeah.
And it was going by pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll figure it out. They'll come up with an estimated speed and all that stuff. That's what they do. Now, Moderna says the COVID-19 variant shot is now ready for human testing, as the FDA has approved Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. It's met the emergency use requirements. So that's another vaccine that's out there for people to get.
Well, that's right, Captain. And this particular vaccine, they're supposed to have literally millions of them available very, very quickly. This vaccine does not have to be kept at super low temperature.
They better, because I'm telling you something. Every time they stick the vaccine up in Florida or anywhere else, I've been watching, it's just a matter of minutes and all the appointments are taken up.
Well, it's exactly.
A matter of minutes.
Yeah, and this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I think they just have to normally refrigerate it.
And contrary to public opinion and the people that are trying to say that, well, they're not taking the vaccine, they're not this, they're not that, that's fine. That's your personal opinion. You're entitled to that. But guess what? Factually, there's a whole bunch of people that are taking it, and they can't wait to get it in their system.
Well, that's right. And here in my area of Southern California, I think it's still for folks 65 or older.
Yeah, it is here too.
Yeah, and then they will be dropping that down, I think, to 60.
Well, they're going to drop it down here to, first responders 50 years of age and older.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now, the House Freedom Caucus, remember them?
Yeah, sure.
They've drawn a line in the sand on earmarks.
Well, they're trying to make earmarks, you know, make a big comeback, I guess, like, bell bottoms or something like that. I'm not sure, but, yeah, that's exactly
Well, the Democrats have brought earmarks back because that's what they had when Donald Trump and company got rid of them.
That's right. Exactly. And so, again, the Democrats, they really do feel large and in charge right now, and they're trying to put in every little thing they can do to
well,
make sure that they can
they believe they have a mandate. They believe that they're in charge of the House with this mandate, but the mandate is only 5 seats.
Right.
And it
right.
could be and it could be 4.
Right. And Captain, aren't other Democrat representatives or senators, they're getting an earful from some of their own constituents.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And yes. The Democratic folks here in Florida are being chastised by their constituents, and they're being told, hey, man, you better straighten up the ship and fly right, otherwise we're not voting for you the next time around, because some of them actually did get elected in Democratic districts because they were doing a good job, a very few, though. Now, the other thing, and by the way, Palm Beach County, in case you haven't heard, is a Democratic county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very yep. interesting. Exactly. Well, but and what it shows, though, is that the Democrat policies
yeah.
are not that popular.
Yeah. Now, here's something that wasn't popular when I heard it said yesterday. Barack Obama. White resistance and resentment has prevented the reparations push.
Well, you know, it's
white
kind of
resistance.
Sad. Yeah, it's sad because
I know a whole bunch of blacks that aren't buying that crap.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't buy that because he's glomming on to this narrative that is now emerging, and maybe he believes he's winning political points for doing it, but especially as a former president of the United States. To kind of get into this and be so divisive, it's really distasteful. It's hard to believe that he would say something more unpresidential, perhaps, than ever before. But this sounds like it, and it's unfortunate because we're not supposed to pit one another, ourselves against one another. It's ridiculous. That's the road to more problems and to madness. And his statement didn't sound like it was helping to bring people together.
No, it didn't. And, again, for that reason, we have to be very careful about what it is that we're looking at here and call a spade and an apple, because these people, if you say something that's not to their liking, well, you're being racist.
Well, sure. And that has become the new mantra or the new insult. Okay, I didn't like what you said, so you're a racist. So now you can't say anything anymore.
Yeah. The kids when I was growing up used to say something when you call them a name or say something like that, you know what they'd say?
What's that?
Takes one to know one.
That's right.
Takes one. And it used to drive the people nuts when they do that, but it's true.
Well, sure, I mean, because that was a way of responding to a ridiculous insult. But now the word racism is thrown around so easily and so quickly that it actually means that we're not finding real racism. That's the problem, and we should root it out.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report to see what's going on here around the countryside. Brought to you by the pilots and the Flying Jays that are out there. Pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word
keyword test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia. Wade listening to us, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, and thank you for being a watchman on the wall for us. We really appreciate that. Now, also, so coming up right now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number two for the night. And don't forget, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stops. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And as ironic as it was, we played a little Glenn Frey the other night and Miami Vice music. And son of a gun, if this wasn't highlighted tonight, this is one you haven't heard. Here we go. yeah, Miami Vice days, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. Yeah, that song Glenn Frey wrote specifically for Miami Vice, and it rang in the second season of the show. And, yes, that was featured there, and that's when the main characters, Crockett and Tubbs, they go back to New York to hunt down, I guess, a drug dealer at that point, obviously, but that's it all took place in New York City.
All righty. Well, I'm going to read this and then turn it over to you. A quick-moving storm system passing through the Great Lakes and Northeast today will produce areas of rain and light snow with gusty winds and damaging Santa Ana winds. Meantime, out west are expected to impact Southern California tonight all through Thursday with wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour possible along the coast, and in the valleys, gusts up to 80 miles an hour possible in the mountainous areas as well. Go ahead there, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We also have a wind advisory up in the San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Oakland area as well. But those winds you talked about in Southern California, you're right. They're going to be here through Thursday. Then we're going to get another round of Santa Ana winds over the weekend. The wind advisory extends all the way up Interstate 15 through Las Vegas, all the way to St. George, Utah. That's the southernmost part of Utah there. We also have high wind warnings in Southern Oregon, also winter storm warning in Portland, Seattle, also winter weather advisory in northern Idaho, high wind warning near Helena and Great Falls, this along I-15 in Montana, and also high wind warning and winter weather advisory near Laramie and Cheyenne, also winter storm warning, this is in the Denver area along the I-25 corridor, and that is going to extend all the way down towards to the New Mexico state line. So be very careful if you're coming up the I-25 corridor tonight, because you may end up getting into some real weather there.
Yeah, and North Dakota tonight, you know, with all the snow they've had up there and the snowstorms that have come across, three in a row over the last 4 weeks, all of a sudden in the southwestern part of North Dakota, especially going across I-94 from Bismarck West to the Montana line, you've got a red flag warning for very dry timber conditions. Holy cow. And that's with snow on the ground out there, too, in some areas. So things have changed dramatically. And then way up in the upper part of the upper peninsula of Michigan, you have a winter storm watch up there for the upper peninsula tonight for a system that's drifting across from one we just told you about. We looks like as if in northern Indiana, right around where Dave lives, you got a little bit of weather there over, and that would be, let's see, east of Gary, about 40 or 50 miles, so there might be a little snow coming in that way. You're going to have a little bit of snow way up north tonight in northern New York up along the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then way up in Maine, snow in the very northern part of Maine going up into New Brunswick. You got gale warnings up from Nova Scotia on down to just about Rhode Island, and you've got fog tonight from just west of New Orleans on I-10 all the way to Houston, and then it's following the coastline all the way down to Brownsville, Texas, and be advised if you're going that way, you might have some problems trying to see where you're going. Kyle, how can we hear a show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much coming on the program, and there you have it. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
C-SPAN starts today. What do you expect?
CPAC.
Yes, C-SPAN. CPAC. Well, it'll be on C-SPAN. There, take that.
Well, it's got quite the agenda. So we shall see what the speakers, and it's quite, you know, jam-packed full of speakers, so we'll have to see where the speakers feel like they needed to take the conservatives.
Well, one of the first speakers, one of the mainline speakers coming up is going to be Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, and he's going to be talking specifically about what some of the lawsuits that they're working on right now, as well mm-hmm. as the government politics and the law, what people can and can't do, what the government is doing with their overreach, which is a big deal.
Well, you know, there's a lot that's really happening. You know, the media is telling you that the conservatives, Republican Party's falling apart.
Not true.
Right. So I mean, it'll be kind of fascinating to see where they necessarily feel like direction needs to go.
Yeah, the people that are falling apart right now, or seem to be, happen to be people like the hardcore progressives in the Democratic Party, because people are trying to tippy-toe a little bit back from there. They're allowing them to throw their agenda out there just to get it out there and see what they can do. But half that stuff you're throwing out there isn't going to go anywhere.
Well, we really have to take caution, because, I mean, the tactics of the left are pretty stout. So I wouldn't be cocky on this thing. You know, Pelosi and the operatives inside the Biden operation are going to use some, I would say, some dangerous things. And the partnerships that they have with organizations and whatnot could hurt, too. So judge slowly.
Yeah, well, we can judge slowly, but there's a plenty of stuff out there. Like, for example, we're going to ban your guns. We're going to take this and we're going to do that. No, they're not. No, they're not. That is a hot-button issue to the likes of which people will never get elected to office again. But anyway, hold that thought. When we come back, though, I got something I'm going to talk about with Denise. How about, you want to talk about a double standard? How about Michael Flynn and how about John Kerry? How about those two? What's different about each one that shouldn't have been different at all? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.